Dear Mom, I hope this letter finds you well. You don't have to worry, everything is swell. Since I wrote you last, nothing much has changed. But things here at the White House have got a bit deranged. Everywhere I go, the band plays Hail to the Chief. All the voices sing along, which gives me some relief. The Secret Service all wear scrubs and blend in with my staff. They're trained to take a bullet for me, isn't that a laugh? Inside this place, foreign agents search for it, but they won't find a trace.
Let them go through all my stuff. I laugh at them, the fools.
They say they're trying to help me, but really they're just tools. My Oval Office aide has served me pills inside a cup. I don't know what's in them, and I'm not making this up. I hide them in my cheek, and when she's gone, I spit them out. My enemies convinced her she should poison me, no doubt. And speaking of Congress, I think that they're against me. They obstruct each thing I do and veto each appointee. Don't tell me I'm paranoid. I watch them on the news. You would want to kill them too if you were in my shoes. Right now I'm in a cabinet meeting. They call it group. Security is pretty tight. Russian spies can't snoop. Our chairs are in a circle. My gun is not allowed. Keep my secrets to myself. I know you would be proud.
The Secretary of Defense is really into rules. Health and Human Services stares off in space and drools. Treasury's a nervous guy and all he does is smoke. Don't even ask. The State Department is a total joke.
I'm hoping we'll adjourn soon and I'll kick off my campaign. But first I have to deal with people messing with my brain.
I'm focusing my energy, I'll use executive powers, I'll finish them!
Sorry. Your loving son, David.